朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们常常带着这样子的心来到神的面前。
I hope that we can come before God with such long.
更新应该是经常有的经历。
And the renewal should be an experience that's very often.
应该是随时有的经历。
It should happen all the time.
应该是在任何时刻我们需要有的经历。
It should be something that we need to experience any moment.
今天我们讲到更新，也讲到复兴。复兴我可能没有时间去讲它。
Today we're going to talk about renewal and revival. We might not have time to cover revival.
复兴是更全面的、更深入的、更长远的。
Revival is something that's deeper and broader and lasts longer.
所以你在教会的历史上看到每一次复兴发生的时候。
So throughout church history, every time there's a revival.
它不是只有在那个聚会里面有一时的复兴。
It's not just, it doesn't just happen in the meeting momentarily.
这个复兴是一直深入，一直往外扩展的。
But the revival is very deep and it will shed abroad.
而且比较全面的，几乎周围所有的弟兄姊妹，甚至连不信主的人都受到这个复兴的影响。
And everyone around will be impacted by the revival, even non-believers.
但是我们今天更多先照着我们目前的度量，先多讲圣灵里的更新啊。
But yet today, according to our measure of faith, let's talk about the renewal in the Holy Spirit.
不管是更新，不管是圣灵的复兴，它永远都是由我们。彻底悔改，真心归向神开始的。
Whether it's renewal or revival, it always starts from deep repentance and true turning to God.
如果我们不悔改，归向神
，If we do not repent and return,
我们不对神产生那个饥渴和需要
，If we do not have this need and thirst for God,
更新和复兴是不会开始的。
The renewal or revival would not start.
犯罪的是一定要悔改，从罪恶里面出来。
For us who have sinned, we have to repent and return.
那就算我们现在没有活在罪中
，Even if we are not living in sin right now,
我们也需要从我的光景里面，从我的处境里面，要真正的转向神。
But we still need to turn from our situation and circumstances to God.
所以这么多年来听我讲道的人知道，我常引用的一句话叫做 "Anytime you can make a U-turn to God."
Those who have listened to me many years will know that I often quote this.You can make a U-turn to God anytime.
就任何时候，你可以180度的转向神。
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
任何时候。
Anytime.
连你听到一半不专心的时候，你可以转向神。
When you're listening to sermon and you discover that you're not paying attention, you can return.
你可以在夫妻吵架吵到一半的时候，里面圣灵提醒你，我们转向神。
In the midst of fighting with your spouse, and then the Holy Spirit nudge you, and then you can turn.
你可以在聚会里面今天不想讲话，但是你转向。你发现主给你感动，给你话语。
In the meeting, you feel you don't want to talk, and then the Holy Spirit moves you, then you will speak.
所以我们第一件事情要做的方向永远要对，是向着神而去。
So the first thing that we have to do is to make our direction right. We have to face God.
如果我们不转向神，不遇见神，复兴是不可能开始的。
If we do not turn to God, do not meet God, it's impossible for revival to start.
我们顶多就是跟着大火的这个潮流在里面跟着张冠就是了，张光就是了。
At the most, we're just following the crowd and get impact.
我们跟弟兄姊妹身上卡一点油就是了。
And maybe we are influenced by the anointing from other
brothers and sisters. 哇，今天聚会真好，我里面有好喜乐。
Maybe we will have a good meeting and we feel joyful.
哇，今天听了一篇这么好的道，太过瘾了。
And then I feel great when I hear a good sermon.
哎呀，今天小组聚会大家都好活啊，好亲切啊。
And today we have a great small group meeting. Everyone was lively and friendly.
这个跟我们真正遇见神所带来的更新、带来的复兴，那是没办法相比的。
But yet those things cannot compare to the renewal and revival in the Holy Spirit.
所以在圣经上我用的《使徒行传》第三章十九节。
So I'm quoting Acts chapter 3 verse 19.
他说：“你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。”
Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
中文翻成安舒的日子翻得非常不好。
The Chinese translation is not as good as English.
然后要罪赦免了，我就可以享福了，好好安安乐乐过晚年。
It doesn't mean that now that your sins are blotted out, so you can live happily thereafter.
英文他讲得非常好，他说 times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
That is the English translation, and that is much better.
就是我们整个人被 refresh 的这个时刻就会临到。
So that the moment of refreshing will come.
怎么临到我们呢
？So how does it come?
他说 through the presence of the Lord, 借着主的同在。
Through the presence of the Lord, the refreshing will come.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们也只有在他的同在中会带来真正的悔改。
So brothers and sisters, only in His presence we will have true repentance.
也在我们真正的悔改里面，把我们带到神的面前。
And in His presence.And in the true repentance, we can be brought to His presence.
悔改的道不是要听的。
So we do not have to hear about the messages of repentance.
悔改是我们要有的态度跟采取的行动。
But repentance ought to be our attitude and action.
每一个的现在都应该转向主。
Because every moment we ought to turn to the Lord.
Repent, repentance 本身就有一个180度。改换方向的意思在它的原文字里面。
Because repentance implies that we will turn 180 degrees.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我觉得我需要暂停一下。
I feel I need to pause a little.
Before 我们继续讲下去。
Before we continue.
我们不妨现在就来转向主。
How about let's turn to the Lord now?
我不知道在我们身上有没有什么罪恶。什么不讨神喜悦的东西，已经很长的时间，我们没有去面对它了。
I don't know if there's anything, any sin in our lives that we haven't faced it for a long time.
有没有什么东西是我在主的面前一直坚持不肯顺服的
？Is there something before the Lord I keep insisting instead of being obedient?
有没有什么东西是我每一次想要来亲近神的时候，我觉得它是我里面最大的 blockage， 最大的难阻？
Is there something that just blocks us every time we come before the Lord's presence?
在我身上有没有什么的个性、习惯、情绪，是一直在这里影响我能够自由的来经历主的
？Is there anything in our personality or in our habits that is blocking us from coming near to the Lord?
我们要做的一件事情，就是转向耶稣，面向耶稣。
The thing that we need to do is to turn and face Jesus.
Turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Turn our eyes upon Jesus.
然后 fix our eyes upon Jesus. 我们不光要转眼来望他，我们要定睛来望他。
Not only that we will turn our eyes, but fix our eyes on Jesus.
当我们真正向着光而去的时候
，As we walk toward the light,
所有的黑暗就在我们的后面。
All darkness will be behind us.
什么时候我背向光的时候
？Anytime I face the light with my back,
黑暗就在我的眼前。
Then the darkness is right before me.
我离光越远，这个黑影就越长。
Farther I walk away from the light, the longer my shadow.
弟兄姊妹，你问我，我怎么知道我现在跟神的关系对不对
？If you ask me, how would I know my relationship with the Lord is right or not?
你问我说，我怎么知道我现在到底是不是向着神而去
？How would I know if I'm walking toward God?
那我想，我们就问自己一件事情。
Maybe we just ask ourselves.
到底我们是越走越光明，还是黑暗一直在我眼前？
Are we walking, and then the light will be brighter and brighter, or the darkness is always in front of us?
主耶稣从来不改变。
The Lord Jesus never changes.
他永远等在我们中间，要施恩给我们。
He is always waiting in our midst to bless us.
圣灵也永远在我们旁边。
And Holy Spirit is always beside us.
他愿意来帮助我们，把我们带进一切真理的实际。
And He's willing to help us and lead us into the reality of truth.
这么伟大的神
，Such a great God，
居然会那么珍惜、看重我们对他的爱
，That even so cherish our love for Him。
哦，弟兄姊妹，你都不晓得，当我们每一次这样子从心里面对他唱说"唯有你是我心所爱"， 你要知道神的心多么喜乐吗？
You don't know how delighted our hearts, our God's heart is when we sing, "You alone are my heart's desire."
不管你在洗碗，你在开车，你在上班，你在做任何事。
Whether you're washing dishes, driving, you're at work, whatever you
do. 当我们告诉他说，主啊，你是我心里面所渴慕、所爱慕的那一位。
But when we say that, Lord, you are the one that my heart desires.
你真是不知道你能够带给主多大的喜乐。
Do you know how much delight that you will bring God?
今天如果我做什么事情能够让我旁边的人喜乐，我会觉得那个值得我去做。
But if today I can do something that will please the person next to me, I will try to do it.
但是如果我们想到我们告诉耶稣我爱他，我需要你，你是我心里唯一所爱的，你知道耶稣喜乐得不得了。
But do you know that if we tell Jesus that you are the one that my heart desires, I love you and need you, you know how pleased he will be?
不要再吝惜我们对他的爱。
Please do not withhold our love for him.
当他满足的时候，
When he is satisfied,
我们没有一个人不会满足的。
Then we will all be satisfied as well.
为什么我们生活里面有这么多的不快乐，这么多的忧虑烦恼，这么多的烦躁？
Why is there so much frustrations and worries in our lives?
因为我们整个的心都围绕着自己和自己的需要。
Because all our hearts are thinking aboutourselves and our needs.
当我们转向主来爱他的时候，
But when we turn to love him,
当我们转向主来渴慕他，渴慕圣灵来充满我们的时候，
But when we turn our hearts to long for him and for him to be filled with us,
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要不一样的。
That we will be different.
所以我们常被圣灵更新，我相信我们都有被圣灵更新的经历。
I'm sure we all have the experience being renewed by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们怎么让它持久呢？
But how can we make it last?
我们怎么让它稳定呢？
So that it will sustain.
我们怎么样让它一直深入呢？
That it will go deeper.
我们让它怎么样能够变得扩大呢？
That it will increase.
弟兄姊妹，除了我们里面对它一直保持这个渴慕和需要以外，
Unless we keep thirsting and needing him,
圣经告诉我们，我们一定要对他带着一个简单的相信，一个完全的顺服。
The scripture also tells us that we have to have this trusting and obedient spirit.
相信他永远跟我们同在。
We believe that he is always with us.
相信他永远爱我们。
And he always loves us.
相信他是宇宙中独一的神，配得我所有的爱。
And he is the only God in the universe worthy of our love.
他在我里面圣灵恩膏，有任何的教训，有任何的引领，我学习来顺服他。
And then let's learn to obey the teaching of the anointing in us.
所以以赛亚书四十章说，那等候耶和华的。
So Isaiah chapter 40, it says, who? Those who wait on the Lord.
他一定会重新得力的。
They will renew their strength.
主的话叫我们等候他。
Because the Lord says, wait on them.
很多的翻译叫做 wait for him, 不是等候，不是等巴士的等候。
But it is not to wait like waiting for a bus.
像大卫圣经翻的是 wait upon him.
But wait upon the Lord.
我侍立在他的面前。
Stand and wait upon them.
他要什么我就顺服他。
And then we will obey him.
他告诉我们等候耶和华的。
And he says those who wait on the Lord,
一定要重新得力。
For sure they will renew their strength.
以赛亚书三十章十五节告诉我们，你们得救在乎归回安息。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 says, in repentance and rest is your salvation.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
And in resting and trust is your strength.
我们真要得救吗？
Do we want to receive salvation?
我们真想从目前的处境、目前的情绪、目前的失败、目前的软弱里面得救吗？
Do we want to be saved and delivered from our failures?
Return to God.
Return to God.
转向他，
Return to God.
这是他给我们的命令。
And that is his command.
但是诗篇三十篇，以赛亚书三十章底下讲了一句非常遗憾的话，他说：“可是你们禁止不肯。”
But yet in Isaiah chapter 30, there's something that is so solemn. The Lord says, "Yet you are not willing."
不是神不救我们。
It's not that God will not deliver us.
不是神不把平安安息赐给我们。
It's not that he will not grant us peace and rest.
是我们禁止不肯。
But yet we are not willing.
所有等候耶和华的一定要重新得力。
Because anyone who wait upon the Lord will be renewed.
他们要像鹰一样展翅上腾。
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
奔跑不再困倦，行路不再疲乏。
They shall run with without being weary, and they shall walk without faint.
这是神应许我们属天的生活。
And that is the promised heavenly life.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我都有老鹰属天的生命在我们里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, do we all know that we have this eagle's life within us?
一只老鹰在天上飞十个小时。
An eagle can soar in the wind for 10 hours.
它是这只老鹰在地上跑十个月都跑不到的路。
And then it can fly in 10 hours. That is, the journey is far beyond what he can walk in 10 months.
它连飞十分钟。
When he flies for 10 minutes.
都是它十天都是不能在地上弄跑的，没办法跑到的。
And the journey is far farther than what he can run for 10 months.
今天我们明明有属天超越翱翔的生命在我们里面。
But today we have this heavenly soaring life within us.
但是我们的脚却不离地。
But yet our feet will not depart from earth.
我们一定疲倦，一定困乏。
Then for sure we will be weary and tired.
而且我们充满了危险。
And then our lives are full of danger,
充满了障碍
and full of hindrance, obstacles,
充满了威胁
and full of threats,
充满了恐惧和不安
and dangers and anxieties and insecurities.
当他离地起来的时候
but yet whenever he takes off,
当他翱翔而去的时候
when he soars in the air,
所有的障碍都在底下
all the obstacles are beneath him.
弟兄姊妹，那个属天翱翔超越的生命就在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, that heavenly soaring life is
全在圣灵的里面。
It's all in the Holy Spirit.
但是他要求我们来等候他。
But he asks us to wait.
当我们真正跟他连接的时候
，Whenever we are connected with him,
我们像鹰一样重新得力，长翅上腾。
We'll be renewed strength like eagle and mount up on wings.
而第二件事情
，Secondly,
神把我们摆在教会里面
，And God has put us in the church.
摆在身体里面。
Put in a body.
也像施布真弟兄说的
，Like Brother Spurgeon says,
我再软弱，再失败
，No matter how bad or failed,
我爬都要爬回到神家来。
I will crawl back to the house of God.
因为在这里有神的恩典，有神的同在，有神的祝福，有神的爱。
Because there is God's mercy, God's grace, God's blessing and love.
我们在基督的身体里面接受同伴们给我们的扶持。
And we will receive support from our companions in the body.
很多的时候那么疲倦。
Oftentimes we're so tired.
那么受伤。
And we're wounded.
那么痛苦。
Painful.
来到神家。
Come to God's house.
啊，诗歌一唱，我们遇见神。
As we start singing the song, we meet God.
在薄饼的时候，一个弟兄、一个姊妹的祷告，好像为我们属灵洗了脚一样，把所有的难处。把尘土的玷污都为我们洗掉了。
And then in the communion, a prayer from the brother or sister may be like washing our feet and get a, and renew and cleanse us.
弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告。
And our prayers.
让重担我们一起来卸到主的面前。
That we can cast all our burdens before God.
弟兄姊妹，神把我们摆在神的家中。
Brothers and sisters, God put us in God's house.
因为在座有很多上礼拜刚受浸的弟兄姊妹、啊。
We have some new brothers and sisters who got baptized last week.
我们常讲的一个比喻，就像一堆炭火一样。
We often liken it as like a heap of coals.
你把一个最红、最热，姑且叫做最属灵的，把它从炭火里面拿出来。
If you take out the hottest, say like the most spiritual coal out of the heap.
他到旁边过的时间，随着时间过去，他一定冷淡下来，一定冰冷下来，到最后冰硬，完全没有火。
As time goes by, that the hottest coal will become cold, and died.
就算我原来是又冷又湿的一个炭。
And say we were like a coal that was wet.
当我被带到身体里面的时候
when we are brought back to the heat,
随着时间的过来
，As time goes on,
我们热了。
And then we warm up.
我们烧起来了。
And then we started to burn.
我们发光了，我们有火焰了。
Started to glow and started to have flames.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做神家的生活。
And that is called body life.
所以诗篇133篇说：“看那弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。”
That is what Psalm 133 says. How beautiful when brothers live in harmony together.
他说的要带来两个最大的祝福。
There will be two blessings.
一个是贵重的膏油，讲到圣灵的膏抹。
That the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit.
讲到圣灵全备的祝福，要从亚伦的头上流到胡须，流到衣襟，整个身体里面一起来受膏。
that the complete blessings of the Holy Spirit, the anointing will come from the hair to the mustache to the body.
在身体合一的生活里面，我们经历圣灵全备的祝福临到教会。
In the unity of the bodily life, we will experience the complete blessing of the Holy Spirit upon church.
第二个祝福像黑门的甘露降临在锡安山。
Second blessing will be like the dew on the Mount Hermon.
那你有神所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
That there will be the ordained blessing of the Lord, that is the everlasting life.
所以我们在神家里面，我们的生命可以不住的增长，不住的更新，不住的强壮。
So in the house of God, our life will continue to grow and be stronger.
在这里，我们得到从神而来的属天的祝福。
So we will receive blessings, spiritual blessings from heaven.
所以怎么样能够让我的属灵经历能够不断的持续稳定深入扩大呢？
So how can we continue and sustain and increase our experiences in the Holy Spirit?
第一件事情讲到我们跟神的关系必须永远都来转向他。
First of all, as our relationship with the Lord, we always have to turn back to Him.
再软弱再失败再糟糕，
No matter how weak or terrible or how much you have failed,
我们要做的事情 make a U-turn to God.
Well, one thing that we have to do is always make a U-turn to God.
转眼来望他。
And turn our eyes to Him.
我们就要经历他在我们身上的更新和拯救。
Then we shall experience His renewal and salvation.
这是随时而且一直都应该有的经历。
And that is something that we ought to experience often and all the time.
第二个是讲到我们跟肢体之间的关系。
Secondly, is our relationship with the members of the body.
所以我们要为每一个小组祷告。
So we have to pray for every small group.
我们为着教会每一次神儿女的聚集祷告。
We have to pray for every meeting of the saints.
在这里借着圣徒们的相交，彼此的扶持，我们灵得到更新。
Through the fellowship and support of the saints, our spirit can be renewed.
我们来遇见他。
And we will meet him.
要更为的祷告聚会，为了波饼聚会，为着每一个聚会，我们都要祷告主。
And we ought to pray for our prayer meetings, for our communions, and all meetings.
好，我们一起在主的面前，我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
像大卫说的
，Like David said,
求你宽容我。
Lord, forgive me.
在这一条去而不返的路上
On this way of no returning.
让我们的力量可以常常复原
That our strength will often be renewed.
不断的复原
Will continue being renewed.
恩上加恩，力上加力的奔跑我们该跑的路
Grace upon grace, strength upon strength, that we will run this race.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。